John, I think it's fair to say that Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson finds himself in a real bind about now.
Yeah, he loves the fact that he took that job in Washington.
I mean, here was a man who went into office 2 years ago with a very ambitious plan, not only to remake the U.S. economy, but to try to tackle a few thorny problems privatizing Social Security. Instead, here he is right in the middle of some of the most historic government interventions into the economy, including, of course, his failed $700 billion Wall Street bailout proposal. Sudeep Reddy covers the markets for The Wall Street Journal. He joins us now. Good morning, Sudeep.
Good morning, Adira.
You very interestingly say that the fact that Paulson handed over a three-page proposal for this unprecedented $700 billion bailout plan really says a lot about him and his ways as he tries to understand Washington. Can you explain that?
That's right. This three-page proposal, which was the original legislative draft that the Treasury Department sent over to Congress, included a lot of provisions that really would have given the Treasury Secretary nearly unlimited authority to enact this $700 billion plan. And it really goes to what the Secretary saw as his role and kind of his view of what he could do in a case like this. Henry Paulson, of course, was the chairman of Goldman Sachs before he came to Washington. And in that case, he really could direct his bankers however he wanted. He was well-known. He's called the hammer then. Now he's known as Hurricane Hank for really this aggressive, forceful style of just getting what he wants because he was the CEO and he could make deals happen and make them happen in a very short period of time. And so in this case, he really wanted Congress to give him authority in a three-page bill to do what was necessary to fix the economy, and he probably just misjudged politically what Congress would say when being asked for unlimited authority to deal with $700 billion, and of course, we know the results from yesterday.
And the request itself is deeply ironic for a man who has trumpeted free market ways and who has been heralded and terribly successful as a Wall Street heavyweight based on less regulation and letting the markets roll.
That's right. Secretary Paulson is quickly learning that government works a lot different than an investment bank does. And, of course, his former role at Goldman Sachs, that company is no longer a normal investment bank, and now it's more heavily regulated under the government arm, in part because of this crisis and where we are now. And so he is certainly realizing that things are a lot different now, and it has been a total sea change, a turnaround for him to go from the person arguing for free markets and removing a lot of the barriers on American companies and American business, and now turning around and really saying that we need this plan because of a failure of regulation, because of changes that need to be made to our regulatory system, and really, in some ways, aligning himself with Democrats now that we're in a crisis.
Well, certainly it's changed the discourse of Henry Paulson to listen to members of Congress on Wall Street. I mean, at the very least, his hammer is a Nerf tool, and he's had his head handed to him on this bailout. I guess the question is, for so many of those lawmakers who ran on a platform that said, you know, I've been in business, or corporate America is a sort of a management model we want to adopt here in Washington, it seems like that's gone out the window this week.
That's exactly right, John. Anyone who tries to use that line over the next 5 weeks during the election is really going to have their head handed to them by voters. There's really no worse word, no worse phrase to use than Wall Street and business business management, bringing business management to government, because everybody knows, obviously, that's a lot of what got us to this position in the first place. And so that's what's really been difficult for Secretary Paulson in this case, is trying to sell a plan that is perceived by most of the country as a bailout of Wall Street to Congress, when, of course, his prior job was working as a Wall Street executive, and that's just made it incredibly difficult for him to connect with the rank and file in terms of lawmakers. He's connecting with leadership, but he's not doing it as well as he should be with lawmakers. And he's deferring to the Federal Reserve Chairman, who, of course, isn't from Wall Street and is a former college professor, and trying to defer to other experts to make the case for the economy on why the economy would suffer.
Let's listen to a bit of what the Secretary had to say yesterday.
I am committed to continue to work with my fellow regulators to use all the tools available to protect our financial system and our economy.
Does that sound like the Hank Paulson you know?
He has had a bit of a religious conversion, of course, over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine at Goldman him saying something like that around the table? We're going to work with the regulators.
Well, one reason that Goldman loved being a traditional investment bank is to not have to work with regulators and to be as lightly regulated as possible. And, of course, what happened this month makes it a more heavily regulated company. But he is clearly realizing now that the only way to in his view, save the economy, which is what he and the Fed chairman believe they're trying to do, is to come together with lawmakers and come up with a plan. But he's still holding firm on a lot of things that Congress wants, whether it's Democrats looking for more relief on home foreclosures or Republicans looking for something else.
But Sudeep, how long do you think he's going to hold on to those things if he truly believes a deal needs to get done and time is running out and he's facing stiff resistance?
Well, this is what we're going to see over the next 2 days, is you're going to have to see some additional deal-making, more concessions, taking steps that he was resisting all along. And this is just a further extension of his conversion here, of really giving in to some of the principles that he believed 2 years ago when he came into office, and kind of letting go of some of his harder and firmer views, because he just realizes that if this doesn't get done, then it is obviously the ultimate failure.
Sudeep Reddy, we're going to leave it on that note. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.